Have you ever wondered what meditation is all about? Has someone told you that it's for Eastern mystics and gurus? That meditation means sitting cross-legged on the floor and staring at the end of your nose? Or it means standing on your head and chanting some words over and over? Words that don't make any sense to you as you say them? Or that you've got to go to some foreign land to find some special holy person in a remote temple? Well, if that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the art of meditation. Psalm 119, verse 15, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. What is meditation anyhow? What's it really all about? Well, let's say you come to my home some night, and in the course of events, you decide you'd like to look around and see the place. So I give you a birthday candle, and you go downstairs in the dark. In a few minutes, you return, and the birthday candle is burned down. And I ask what you saw, and you say, well, I saw a sitting room and a bedroom and a hallway, etc. Then we both go down, and I turn on all the lights, and we sit down in the family room. And you look around this room, and things appear that didn't show up when you hurried through with a candle. You caught a glimpse of this or that, but now you see much more. It begins to dawn on you that my wife has a decorator's touch. There is a beautiful balance, and the colors match beautifully. You notice the pictures on the wall pick up all the colors that are in the rug and the furniture and so on. And each wall is decorated in such a way that it enhances the beauty of the other walls in the room. The arrangement of the furniture and the tidy appearance lets you know that the one who did this has a homemaker's heart and a decorator's touch. Now, you didn't see that with your candle. Well, Bible reading can be like that. You hurry through the Word, catching a glimpse of something now and then, and that's about all. When you hurried to the room with your candle, you gained a few fleeting impressions. But there was not enough light and not enough time to really show you the room. When you hurry through the Word, you have a hasty impression of some truth, but it doesn't really sink into the depth of your soul and affect your life. You can catch a bird's eye view, but you go to no depth. It's sort of like racing through a town on a speeding train. You see it, but you don't really see it. But meditation is different. Now you take time to let your mind reflect on the beauty of the Word. To meditate means to revolve the Word of God over and over in your mind and to think deeply into the Word. To sort of read between the lines and to capture the truth that doesn't really appear on the surface. The reason we don't do this? Time. It takes time. But the problem is this. God has not accommodated himself to our hurry-scurry way of life. God reserves the rich truths of his Word to the person who will take the time to let the Word of God sink deep into his spirit and life. Yes, it takes time, but the rewards for meditation are well worth the time. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. May God bless you as you meditate on God's word.